The Falls of Clyde turns 140 years on December 12th, which is in just about 2 weeks. The historic ship is now berthed near Aloha Tower. The State Transportation Department, Harbors Department, impounded the vessel more than a year ago, concerned about its future. The Friends of the Falls of Clyde, which holds title to the ship, has been working to turn ownership over to another nonprofit group in Scotland, which now has a new plan. Bruce McEwen with the local Friends group explains the logistics behind that new plan to see the ship leave Honolulu Harbor in February. It's to return to Scotland where it was first launched.
Dave O'Neill came to us. He's worked on some nonprofit projects in Glasgow, which is his hometown. And since the Falls of Clyde, you know, was built in Port Glasgow, right there on the Clyde, he felt that it would enhance his area if they could bring the ship back to Glasgow and have her restored there. This whole project is Save the Falls of Clyde International, which is the nonprofit organization created by David O'Neill in Glasgow. Friends of Falls of Clyde has no connection with the project other than to be a support facility here. Our job is to make sure the ship is ready to go when she's going to be picked up in February of 2019. So we're monitoring the ship. We do our regular monthly maintenance checks. Our job is to make sure everything that should be going on the ship to Scotland goes. Everything that doesn't need to go on the ship doesn't go. So that's primarily our job. We do have a small group working here that will be handling the logistics, handling the tug support work, handling the shipping agent work, coordinating liaison with the Harbors Division, with the Coast Guard, and with any other facility. Right now, we're also dealing with the Department of Health because we need to deballast the barge. There's still tons of water in the ballast tank, so we need to remove at least most of that. The Division of Aquatic Resources, I think they're part of the DLNR, are concerned about trying to capture live coral that's on the bottom of the hull of the ship. And so they want to come on. They want to see what's there and what can be harvested. So those are the things that are being coordinated through Friends of Falls of Clyde.
Okay, but this is pretty quick. We're talking December, January, February.
Correct. But most of that stuff can be done, you know, fairly quickly here. But we have our technical person is doing some direct coordination with the carrier, Seven Star. The ship that's coming is called a semi-submersible ship. As I understand it, the ship is actually going to be coming from Australia, and it will have aboard it a number of yachts that it's picked up in Australia. There's room on that ship to come here and pick up the Falls. They have all the technical details, the size of the ship and everything. As I said earlier, it's a semi-submersible, similar to the heavy lift ship, that it can sink the aft end. The falls will be floated on, it'll be secured, it'll come out of the water, and then they drive away.
Okay, but it remains to be seen whether that happens, that transfer happens here in the harbor or further out?
It all depends on how much depth the semi-submersible ship needs to have in order to give enough leeway so that the falls can be floated in before it's brought up. Right now it looks like the only place it could be done in the harbor is in the middle of the harbor. Not pier side, it's too shallow. But that, again, that's coordination with Harbors and the Coast Guard if that's going to happen. The alternative, of course, is just outside the harbor, maybe just off Sand Island, for example. It gets a lot deeper real quick and so they should be able to do it there. Again, there's always weather conditions that have to be factored in.
Logistics, then you have tugs that
right.
take her out?
Correct, yeah. Falls of Clyde International will have an agreement with Foss Maritime to do the move of the ship.
The concern, obviously, with harbors is that they don't want something to happen to clog up the harbor because this is our lifeline. And so I think they want assurances that this is a go. You know, they were asking to look at contracts, you know, and there are questions about whether there's enough money to finance this operation.
With regard to the contract, again, it's between Save Falls of Clyde International and Seven Star Yacht Transport. Seven Star Yacht Transport has already advised us and Harbors through David O'Neill that any contract beyond the information that they've already put out is proprietary and cannot be disclosed to anybody other than the client. And so, I mean, that's a reasonable request since this is a commercial transaction. With regard to the funding, we know that David O'Neill is working on getting sponsors. I don't know, either on a guarantee basis or money in the bank basis. It's unclear right now how he's handling that. What we've been tasked with is to see if we can generate some interest, you know, locally. We, you know, our experience is that we couldn't get funding to have her restored here. But she still has, you know, international value as a maritime artifact. And we're hoping that we can get preservationists here interested. Two things. One, we've approached Matson Navigation since the Falls was one of the original Matson ships. They've been supportive of the ship in the past and prior restorations. They declined to get involved in the current restoration, but we've gone back and said, you know, you have an opportunity here to make a contribution to get her back home and get her restored. Also, we're in contact with the Historic Hawaii Foundation, who will be doing a write-up about the ship, about the move, and communicate that to all the members of the Historic Hawaii Foundation, who, of course, are very preservation positive. So we're hoping that we can generate, you know, money here. So our goal is to raise as much as we can to help support what David's efforts are. And again, how he's working directly with Seven Star Yacht Transport with regard to guarantees for payment, you know, that's up to him.
Right.
It's not something that we're involved in. From the very beginning, when David O'Neill unveiled his project, you know, we saw that it was a viable one, which is why we've been, you know, working with him and trying to be as supportive as we can. While the ship is under impoundment, Harbors Division has sole control over it. So, you know, the Friends of Falls of Clyde is not directly involved, with the exception that we do own it, and we do you know, the maintenance work on it. Once they know everything is going to happen, ship is here, going to be picked up, all the pieces are in place, that they will release the ship. Once the ship gets released, we will sell it to Save Falls of Clyde International. We will not be directly involved with, you know, the movement of the ship. That's strictly, again, their Kuleana. But we will make that transfer. We've already given David O'Neill a copy of the sales agreement for him to review. Once that's executed, you know, the ownership will be with his organization, which we presume will be immediately before the ship moves away from this pier. The estimate that Seven Star has given, and I think this is actually in the letter, is if they pick it up on or about the 3rd of February, given that they're going to be stopping in San Diego and New York, they estimate that they will arrive in Scotland, in Glasgow, about the 28th of March.
That was Bruce McEwen with the Friends of the Falls of Clyde. He says he bought the ship for a dollar. He will sell it for a pound. He was talking about the new date set for the departure of the historic ship and its return to Scotland, which is her home. State Harbor officials maintain they want to see a copy of the contract before they will release the vessel. The Falls of Clyde is the last iron-hulled four-masted oil tanker in the world. The plan, once it returns to Scotland, is to restore it to its original condition as a cargo vessel.